It's time for the Anted Podcast. Google fanboys who happen to be blind. ANTADpodcast@gmail.com with your questions and feedback. News, reviews, and your questions on the Anted Podcast.
On a beautiful Saturday morning, we are back with you guys on NTAD. Nimmer and I are here piloting this ship today, October 26, because our friends couldn't make it today. So, Nimmer, ready to steer this baby back to land or something like that?
Well, I think so. I think this should be a good podcast. We have a lot coming up, some news, and talk about a couple of apps. And got some, of course, the new babies from Google, the Pixel 4s.
Those are beautiful.
There are three of us that have gotten those devices now.
Yeah, Alan and I and you. I think yep. Alan got the white one. For some reason, we thought you got the... We thought you got the white one.
No, I got the orange one. I ordered the orange and then I returned the orange because I heard that I could get it same day, and then I couldn't get it same day. And by that time, I tried to go back and get the orange again. They said no more. You have to join a wait list. So I said no. So then I tried to get the white one because it has the matte back. But then the white one was out of stock. It wasn't out of stock, but they said I wouldn't get it for the next 2 weeks or something. So then I said, well, okay, I'll get the black one, I guess.
So in other words, you wound up getting the black one. The oranges got eaten. Someone didn't bring them across the wall from Mexico. So you lost the orange.
Yeah, no more orange for me. Well, it was very limited. I suppose I could go to the store. I don't know if they're selling them at the store or not, but they were a very limited release, you know. So I heard a story about the Amazon. They actually, some people had placed orders and then those orders were canceled.
Then they said, hey, but I heard the story that, hey,
we don't have them.
Your thing is still on the way, even though they have received it. So it's like they're getting double, you know.
Yep.
There's a confusion going on here, but those things happen when there's a fever pitch over something, you know, so we'll see what happens. So anyway, so we're going to be plugging that review in there, and then, but you know, starting off with news, I want to talk about the RCS. Unlike Europe, where Google just implemented RCS across the board, the carriers here in the U.S., however, want to make some money from it or whatever the case may be. And so they came up with this thing called CCMI, you know, cross-carrier messaging initiative that was announced yesterday. So AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon want to do the CCMI. And so someone, I don't know if it was Google, I just saw that article earlier today, kind of bit them to the punch, because now you can install an app and just enable across carrier services without waiting for these guys. Because what is going on is that in their announcement, they said it's going to work on Android. So it seems like Fruitvale is still stuck on wanting to use its iMessage or whatever that thing is. So that's the news that's coming up there. I'm going to put the steps in the show notes so that if anyone wants to be able to avail themselves of using this RCS across the carriers that we have, then such a person could use that. So look for that in the show notes with the steps and the links from where to download it from the Play Store.
Yeah, and there are a couple of devices that already support RCS, and there's Project or Google Fi supports it on their devices, and I think Verizon supports it on one or two devices. T-Mobile supports it on one or two devices. Actually, Sprint is ahead of everybody else because they support it on their devices. But yeah, this is good. I think And it's unfortunate. I think the carriers are getting into the game. I don't know about that. I think they'll try to make money out of it, and we'll see what ends up happening. As for Apple, I think that if all the Android devices in the world, which there are a lot of Android devices, start using RCS, I don't think Apple has much of a choice, because then their users would be the only ones that don't have it. So we'll see what happens, though.
We'll see what happens, you know, because I know some of the people on that side of the aisle kind of swear by the iMessage or whatever that thing is. And so if everyone is using RCS, then it means that, you know, somehow they'll have to jump across, and Apple will have to implement that. Or most especially if the carriers enable that, then they will have no choice but jump on. But for now, if you're on Android, you could do that, and I'm going to include that in the show notes with the steps and the links to get that from. All right. Any more news item, Nimmer?
Yes, we've got some new features for the Google Assistant. And so if you have a Google Assistant, if you have multiple speakers, this will be interesting to you. So, for example, I have a speaker in my bedroom, which is one of those smart displays, and then I have one in my living room, and I have one in my bathroom.
There you go. Music time.
I have a Google Mini in my bathroom. I have a Google Max in my living room. And so what you can do is you can create a group with all of those speakers in one group, and then you can have music playing on all of those speakers. And in my experience, it works well. The music is very well synced together, so it's not like, you know, it's just playing at different times. It's like basically having stereo sound all around your home. And that's, I think, a really cheap way probably to set up stereo sound. You know, unless you want to get $1,000 stereo.
Yeah, that can get expensive, you know, yeah, most especially, you know, yeah, approaching Christmas time here.
And then another feature that you can do now with the Google Assistant also, and this is one thing I've always wanted to be able to do, and I always have tried it and never been able to do it, and that is if I'm playing something in one room, I want to move it to another room. And now you can do that, which is really good. So now if I'm playing music or I'm watching something or, you know, whatever it might be, a podcast, then I can just say, move this to living room speaker. And then it does that, which is really good now.
And, you know, that was announced maybe like two or little so weeks ago. I tried it back then and it says, I don't know how to do that yet. So
it's working for me now.
It is working now. I think it's being rolled out on the server side of things. And I don't remember. I think you have to go into the preferences and enable that feature. I think that's what it was when I
checked. No, only if you want to create a group. Okay. You can move the devices, no problem, without doing that. You can just say, hey, you know, move this to living room speaker or something like that, and it will do that. So you don't have to enable it, but you do if you want to create the group, then you have to do that in the assistant settings. So
that's good. So it's pushed out on the server side of things. All right.
Yes.
So should we talk about apps? There are a couple apps that I want to talk about. Familiar apps, by the way, and these have to do with, you know, screen recording. And when I talk about screen recording, I'm talking about like video / audio recording. And in some cases, even your face if you want to. And that has to do with, say, this an app that I'm having a problem with, and the developer would like to see where I'm having the issues with. And so these screen recorders come in handy. And the two, of course, we've discussed that some time ago, is the AZ screen recorder. And then the other one is MNML. So MNML. Try saying that many times, see if you can do it. MNML. Something like that. I'm going to demo those. And I hope you guys can hear. I'm going to turn up my volume a little bit. So here is AZ,
Arizona screen recorder.
Of course, because Arizona is abbreviated AZ, so when I touch it, you know, it says Arizona screen recorder, but it's an AZ recorder. I'll put that link in the show notes should anyone want to use it. And then the other one is the
MNML.
MNML. All right, so I'm going to say here that the AZ Recorder has a paid version or the donation version. The guy asked for $2.99. Right now, though, I'm using it, you know, the free version. I think I have the paid version, but it's a good app. Has tons of settings. That's one thing. So I'm going to open it up because it will take a little while to go through the settings. So I might as well just...
Arizona Screen Recorder. Explain permission.
Let's go to allow this. So if I tap that...
Display over other apps. Navigate up button.
So the whole idea is to be able to display or draw over other apps. And if I don't enable that, then it's not going to work. So...
Allow display over other apps. Switch off and list three items.
So I switch that
on.
And then I'm going to hit back. In my notification area, if I pull it down, I should have... So there's the settings. And I want to take us to the settings because that, you know, is very configurable. And we need to check that settings because there are some things you need to allow. So here I am in the settings.
Video control options disabled and list 25 items.
So under video, here are your control options.
Use magic button, an invisible button that does everything. Switch off.
That would be like, so if you want to shake the device, or, you know, that's the magic one. I'm not using the magic setting.
Stop options, notification.
So here are the stop options. So right now, those are found in the notifications. In other words, if I launch the app and I close the app, it's going to be showing in the notification, and I can go to the notification bar to either start recording or exit out of the app or even stop the recording if I were recording something, recording my screen. So go down.
Video configuration disabled. Resolution 1280x720.
So if I wanted to, you know, change the resolutions, I'll tap on this.
Stop options. No video configuration disabled.
I would have to tap there.
Resolution,
so let's go down. The default is good enough.
Frame rate, 30 FPS.
That's the frame rate.
Bitrate auto.
Bitrate auto. You can change all of these.
Orientation auto.
Orientation is auto. That means if I'm holding my thing in the portrait mode, it exactly would keep that portrait mode.
Time lapse, video speed, disable.
And that's
audio, record audio, internal audio recording is not allowed by Google now. Switch on.
Yeah, but what that means is that I, you know, it would be recording it with my speaker on. If I'm not using the speaker, let's say, for instance, I hook up a headset, then it probably wouldn't be recording. So it has to be, the speaker has to be on.
On record audio, internal audio recording is not allowed by Google now. Switch on. Overlay text and logo. No text or logo is shown. Show camera. You can show slash hide the camera faster by adding the camera button to bubble controller. Switch off.
So that means if you enable that, that will capture your face. It's a little bubble, and you can move that bubble to whatever part of the screen that you want. And so let's go to the next one.
Text and logo. No text. Show timer. Disabled.
Timer.
Time recording. Show recording duration. Switch off. Countdown before start. Switch on. Countdown value, freeze.
3 seconds for the countdown.
Others, fixed green screen, only enable option. If you are facing green screen problem, switch off. Controller type, bubble.
So here, controller type is bubble. If you tap in here, there's either going to be a bar or bubble.
Controller type. No next control.
Whoops. There's a bar.
Bubble, checked.
And or bubble. So back. I'll go back and...
Bubble buttons. Select 4 or 5 buttons to display.
And you can choose how many bubbles you want.
Keep notification on exit. Turn it on to record with notification whenever you want. Switch on.
All right, so...
Disable review pop-up. Turn it on to disable review pop-up after recording. Screenshot. Switch off. Output directory. /storage/emulated/0/asrecorder-free.
So if you have an SD card, you probably should be able to set it to your SD card. And so... That's how that works. Now, I'm going to do a little quick demonstration with it, and then I'll move on to MNML. So I'm going
to
tab record here.
So Arizona Screen Recorder to access photos, media, and files on your device. Allow button.
All right.
Notification shade. Exposing sensitive info while
So they will all tell you.
Exposing sensitive info during casting slash recording. While recording or casting, Arizona screen recorder can capture any sensitive information that is displayed on your screen or played from your device, including sensitive information such as audio, passwords, payment info, photos, and messages.
So, in other words,
cancel button.
What you see is what
start
you get.
Button.
Okay, so I tap on start now.
Pixel launcher.
Arizona so,
screen recorder.
Now, it is recording my screen now. So, if I bring up an app. Okay, let's say I bring up PowerAmp. So it works. So if I touch the screen, it shows whatever. So now I'm going to stop it and play it back.
Notification BTN pause button. Arizona screen record. BTN stop button. Labels, actions available.
Okay, now that I've stopped it, and I'm going to go to the gallery. So I could... I could share it, I could delete it, I could edit it, and you know, I could close that. So now I go back to my notification.
Silent notifications. BTN record button. BTN gallery button.
Go to gallery.
Arizona.
And here's what.
20,191,026_114,306.mp4720x12.
I tap on it.
Arizona video player.
There's
my screen now. So if I bring up an app.
So there you go. That was a playback of my recording. I just exited out of it. Now the next one is the Nima, can you say that a few times real quick? MNML. So anyway.
MNML.
So I'm going to go to MNML. And this one is an open source. This would be Kyle's Heaven, you know, Kyle from Free Eyes Free.
MNML, more options button.
So here, when you open it, let's go through the
more options.
More options.
Pop-up window, about, and list, three items.
This about.
Provide feedback. Settings.
Settings.
Settings, button, unlabeled. Labels available. UI, modify the app's UI theming, and list, four items.
So you can choose, you tap here, you could choose dark or leave it on default, which is white.
Recording, modify recording behavior, such as a start countdown, the output folder, etc.
You heard that, so there's no need.
Quality, modify audio and video quality, such as frame rate and bit rate.
So here you can go in and change all of that. That's it about the settings of, it's very minimalistic and I like it. And then, so back to the menu UI.
You have no recordings yet.
So at the bottom right,
List, record, button.
There's a record. So now I'm going to hit the record.
Record,
and when we hit record.
Exposing sensitive info during casting slash recording. While recording or casting, MNML screen recorder can capture any sensitive information that is displayed on your screen or played from your device, including sensitive information such as audio, passwords, payment info, photos, and messages.
All right, so I'm going to hit start now.
Start now, button. MNML, stop.
So
home.
I am recording now.
Home screen,
and I'm going to go to page
control.
2.
AI plus OCR image reader PDF creator.
And I'm going to tap on this app.
PDF creator, images to PDF. PDF creator, text to PDF. PDF creator, QR and barcodes. PDF creator, history.
And as I move my fingers around or my finger around, it should be highlighting that so that the developer could see what I'm doing if I want to complain or rather make a suggestion to improve the app. So now I pull down my notification bar to see if I could find MNML recorder.
Notification shade. MNML screen recorder. Expand. Button.
So I
actions
click
available.
On expand.
MNML screen recorder. MNML screen recorder. 1 minute ago, your screen collapsed. Button. Stop recording. Button.
Stop recording.
MNML screen recorder. Video recorded successfully. Tap to view and share.
All right. So it says video recorded.
There you go.
Successfully. Tap to view and.
MNML screen recorder. MNML screen recorder. Now video recorded success. Expanded.
So I tap
open
there.
Arizona screen recorder. Just
so
once, button.
When I tap on it, it's asking me what I want to open it with. This open with
Pixel launcher,
whatever
Android system web view beta.
Arizona or AZ recorder. I mistakenly exited out of it. So I open up the MNL recorder again and tap on it. And then
open with Arizona screen recorder.
Let's see, which one should I
Arizona
open?
Arizona screen recorder, Arizona video editor, and list, 13 photos, solid explorer, SE photos.
So let's say I want to tap on photos to open it with photos.
Look at that.
So there it is.
PDF creator, images to PDF. PDF creator, text to PDF. PDF creator, QR and barcodes. PDF creator, history.
And as I move my fingers around...
Now, so I just hit the home to exit out of it. So that's how that works. So, like I said, that one is a free... It's an open source. There are no ads and no in-app purchases or donation, whatever name you want to call it. So it's something that is useful for recording your screen, and I think it's a neat app to work with. All right, Nimer, any apps you want to showcase here? Or we'll talk about Hot Wings time.
Yeah, I think it's time for the wings. Yep.
Hot Wings it is. So
I think so.
We got, like we said earlier, we talked about, you know, the Pixel 4, and we both got the XL 128 version, and so did Alan, and so Alan and I did that. And so we're going to plug in our recording that we did, because Alan isn't here right now. We recorded that yesterday. Nimer got his on Tuesday the 23rd. Alan got his on the 24th. Mine was on the 25th. And so we waited till yesterday to do the unboxing. We unboxed it together. And so now I'm plugging in that recording between Alan and I. So here goes that recording between Alan and I. All right. Hi, guys. Here I am with Alan from Australia. And we are both going to be unboxing the Pixel 4 XL. We both got the black ones, right, bro?
No, I'm the white one.
You got the white one?
I got a white one.
Oh, damn you, man.
It's good, so that we know the difference.
Okay.
We know the difference.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So it's just Nimer and I that got the black ones. No, I think Nimer got the white one. I don't remember. But anyway, so I got the black one.
Initially, he said he got the black one.
And then he went back and got the white one.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. Okay. I don't want a white phone.
Okay.
So here we are. I have, I kind of, you know, a case for mine that I bought. I'm going to open up that case because my rules is that.
All right. It's time for me to.
And you go straight
we're
to.
We're going
to
find the scissors.
Yeah. I'm going to find scissors here too. And I'm going to open the box. We're both unboxing at the same time.
Okay. So this is, wow, it came in a plastic bag.
So I got mine.
All right, as everyone knows, when they got the Pixel phones, usually we have to tear the sticker at the side of the box so that it can be opened.
Oh, yeah, and I see those stickers at the bottom. There's two of them. Oh, maybe this one. Or two.
Yeah, just tear. Yeah, one side of each. I mean, one of
so
each side.
So I tear this one off.
Yeah.
And then there's one on the other side.
You know, this phone has been sitting on the table, like, you know, 2 days waiting for unboxing.
Now we're, I think we're ready.
And mine is Pixel 4 XL right now.
There we go. Okay. So there's mine, physical description. Of course, the power buttons and volumes are on the right.
Okay, beforehand, the phone is placed facing down, okay? The screen is facing down.
The screen is down and the backside is facing upward.
The camera is facing to the when we open the box. So now we put the phone aside, we see what is the content of the box first.
Let's see the box, take this thing off. There's a booklet.
Okay, there's a tray to put the phone.
Yeah.
And then there's a booklet with the eject tools on mine.
Booklet and a SIM ejection tool, and that is in a little... See, I don't waste too much time about the box content. It's not important.
Okay, one thing, maybe different from Australia set and US set, is that I got a earphone in the box.
I don't believe that mine does. Let me see. There's something here. Okay, it's a little box. Let me make sure, though.
I got a earphone inside the box, which is a USB Type-C earphone. Come together with it.
Yeah, and not here in the US. Let me be doubly sure. This is just a power brick. And here is a little...
There's a power brick, and then there's a USB Type-C to USB USB-A, which is...
I see that in there, yeah.
OTG, that OTG, and some call it OTG adapter. And the last thing is the wire.
For the cord, yeah.
Now we see the difference between countries. Okay, now I got the earphone.
So you're a dumbhead, you just want to rub it in. But that's fine. Okay. You got it, okay. Man. You got it.
Now we're going to to the phone.
So yeah. I'm going to peel off the
plastic wrap around the phone.
Yeah, there's plastic that's wrapped around.
Can I just operate the phone without peeling off the plastic? I think I can. Okay.
I think you can. I don't know if it's... probably not.
Let me try this one.
What if the thing is not transparent?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to open mine.
Anyway, I try. Okay, so let's talk a bit about the white color phone, which actually the mat at the back and the side of the phone itself is, how do you call it? It's a rough material. Yeah, it's a rough material. I'm not sure about the black color.
Smooth the side of the phone and very glossy.
Yeah, it was very glossy, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm putting mine in here so it's not a magnet for fingerprints and stuff like that. Okay, so everything's the same. You know, the power.
But the camera is...
Like a big square. On the top right side.
I don't know why this year every phone they like to have the camera.
There are two cams in there, so that's what it is. All right, turn this thing on?
So let's turn this on. I tried with the plastic because I don't have case here. Okay, one, two, three.
I just turned mine on. Let's see. I usually give mine about 45 seconds or so to ensure it's gone through all the dances and stuff like that. I don't have any SIM card in mine. I noticed that the little SIM slot, the little pin thing is on the left. So I'm going to hold down my two volumes and see.
Press and hold both volume keys for 3 seconds to use TalkBack.
Uh-huh. It says press and hold both volumes to use TalkBack. So I'm going to hold it down again.
TalkBack on. TalkBack is a screen reader primarily.
Okay, I tried to press mine, volume up and down.
Yeah, maybe. You need to give it a little bit of time. There you go. I hear yours.
Okay, so I press again. 1, 2, 3.
TalkBack on.
Oh,
TalkBack
gosh.
Is a screen reader TalkBack
yours
tutorial.
Is loud. Mine is not as loud.
Okay,
I'm going to find the back key.
Accessibility. Learn lesson 4. Lesson 4. Learn back button out of list.
Okay.
Hi there. Language. English. United States button. Accessibility volume set to United States. Vision settings. Alert, choose your
language. So under the language, there's the vision settings.
Hi there. Language, English, vision settings button. Double tap to activate. Vision settings button.
Double tap to activate. And then
emergency call button. This vision settings button.
There's an emergency call button.
There's the start on the bottom right. The emergency is to the left. And then start is to the bottom right. So I'm going to tap on next.
Connect to mobile network.
And then
it
asks to connect to mobile network.
So I got to skip that.
You want us to skip that?
I think we're going to skip that because we're not going to put in any SIM card yet. So we're going to skip that for now.
I could download a SIM instead.
Oh, that would be the easy.
I'm going to tell it download my SIM. So I click on next. And now the Wi-Fi. Let me find a Wi-Fi. I'm going to do my fishbowl here. I'm going to mute my side for a little bit to enter my password, then I'll be right back.
Okay, so I continue with the skipping thing here. So I just continue clicking over. Okay.
Don't have a SIM card, so download your SIM instead. Skip button.
Skip.
Connect to Wi-Fi. Connect to Wi-Fi. Progress bar in list 4 items.
So since
open Wi-Fi network level 6A dot exhibition at Wi-Fi EV 40.
I'm going to skip this one as well because I'm not going to connect to anything yet. So this is
Wi-Fi network.
A recording. Skip.
Alert. Skip network connect. Skip. Continue. But back button. Continue. Just a sec. Date and time. Adjust if needed.
So skip this next one.
Google services. Google services in list 9 items.
Okay, Google services.
Device maintenance. Collapse. Send you on switch for sent. Collapse. Install updates and apps. But collect device maintenance.
Okay, so mine is updating. Let's see what will happen here. I'm going to turn my volume up a little bit.
Accessibility volume set.
Hey, the sound is not bad, man.
Yeah, the speaker this time is good. Seriously.
SIM manager. Checking network and use a different SIM manager. Sprint. Double tap to activate.
Oh, okay. So it says the Sprint.
AT&T. Google Sprint. Google Fi.
So I tap on Google Fi for my SIM.
Checking for updates. Installing updates.
So it shows which company you want to get the SIM from.
Data transfer. Available or in progress. Copy apps and data. You can choose to transfer your app. Next button.
Tap on next.
Use your old phone.
Yeah, use my old phone.
You need your old Android. Can't use old phone button.
Tap
alert,
cannot use my old phone.
Old phone.
And
cancel button. Okay, button.
Friday,
just
October
a sec.
25th.
Account setup. Checking info. Checking info.
Friday, all right, there we go. So I'm going to
sign in.
So I'm going to mute here a little bit. Alan, you take over while I sign in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, since I really skipped all the steps there and I
no SIM card. Emergency calls only.
I got to show a bit because I already in the home screen, at the home screen.
Device unlocked. Friday, October 25th.
All right, I try to go to the settings.
Notifications. Quick settings. Off open settings button. Settings. Network and internet, Wi-Fi, mobile, data usage and hotspot.
Oh, the speaker is really sounds
volume set to 50%.
Quite good this time. Okay.
Set up face on level 6A dot exhibition. Wi-Fi EV44.
So I don't like all the suggestion above. So I double tap and swipe to the right.
Remove this suggestion. Keep button. Remove button.
Remove. And
apps and notifications. Connect network and internet. Connect apps and battery. Display, styles, sound, volume, storage, text, privacy, permission, location. On 3 apps have access to security, play, accounts, no accounts added. Accessibility, screen readers, display, digital well-being, screen time, app timers, wind down. Google, services and preferences. System, languages, gestures, time, about phone, Pixel 4 XL.
Okay,
system,
so no more
tips and support, help articles, phone and chat, getting started.
That's the last one. All right, so
Google services and preferences.
I think
tap to activate.
Yeah, because the Pixel 4 do come with a new sensor, okay, a new radar sensor. I think we should see some new options.
System languages
inside.
System.
Let's go
navigate
to see.
Date and time. Gestures. Active edge on. Squeeze for your assistant.
Gestures.
Gestures. Navigate up. Search settings. Help and feedback. Quick gestures. Heading. In list 12 items. Skip songs. Off.
Skip
double tap
song.
To activate.
Off.
Silence interruptions. Off. Double tap. Tap. Handheld gestures. Heading. Active edge. On. Jump to camera. On. Flip camera. On. System navigation.
Okay, I'm back, and mine is asking for a two-step verification, so I'm going to find my other phone and say
no
yes.
Problem. I just showing the new options there inside gesture, but okay. However, you can check over after phone. That.
Sent a notification jump to flip camera on. System navigation, gesture navigation. Tap yes on tap the to check phone on.
Yes, flip to shift off. There we go. Let's go here.
Let's okay, so there are new options there inside the gesture. Okay, we'll wait for Warren.
I tap on info. Agree.
Just a sec. Navigate choose up. A backup to restore. Choose a backup to restore in list 7 items. HTC 653 Pixel XL backup, Pixel XL backup, PH1 backup, Pixel 2 XL backup. Confirm your old Pixel 2 XL screen lock. Next button. Double tap to activate. Confirm
okay, I'm gonna mute here and put in my
editing
pin.
Password.
Okay.
All right.
Choose what to restore. Choose what to restore button. Completing setup, Google Play. Restoring. You can continue setting up your Pixel 4 XL. Restoring. Just on more button out of list. Accept button. Additional legal terms. By clicking I accept, you agree to the Google terms
okay.
of service.
There's something I want to mention here. If you live in the US, there's an arbitration by default when you accept all these terms, you've opted to say that should there be a lawsuit, a class suit against Google, you're not going to be participating. So you need to find your serial number and then go into the developer options, make sure you're a developer, and then in there, you're going to find where to opt out so that if you're bringing a lawsuit, a class suit, then you'll be part of it. But if you don't do that, after 30 days, you've lost that privilege should something like that arise. So just keep that in mind. And then that happens only in the US. So mine is using the eSIM right now, as it is.
Move number button. Get calls and texts on this phone. This deactivates your number on any other phones.
So I'm going to tap here.
Activating.
It's activating. So it signed me out of my Pixel 2.
Your data connection should be active. Next button.
All right.
Help improve network quality. Automatically send cell tower info and approximate location history to Google Fi from your phone to help improve network quality. Automatically send cell tower info and approximate location history to Google Fi from your phone to help improve network quality. Turn on network diagnostics button. You can change this at any time.
I could change it later.
Set screen lock. Next button.
Set screen lock.
Password. Edit box. Editing.
So I'm going to put in my credentials here. Okay, so now set up face unlock.
Set up face unlock. Use accessibility face unlock. If you have limited vision or head motion, this option is an easier way to set up face unlock. Use accessibility face unlock. If you have limited vision or head motion, off. How to set up face unlock.
So, now.
Start button.
I'm going to tap on the start to start the face unlock.
Face unlocked.
Hold the phone still. Rotate your head. Go slow. Capture all angles of your face by removing all the tiles. Fit your face in the inner frame. Move phone to your right. Fit your face in the inner frame. Move phone lower. Move phone to your right. Move phone lower. Fit your face in the inner frame. Move phone to your right. Fit your face in the inner frame.
All right.
Looks good. Now just looking
looks
at your
good.
Phone can unlock and confirm actions.
Oh, okay. Looks good.
There we go. So I am there.
So that is the...
Yeah.
So that is the way to set up the face unlock.
I didn't do the accessibility mode because if one has issues moving their head, then you want to use that accessibility mode. But if you don't, then you probably don't need that.
Continue button. Just a sec. Google Assistant logo.
All right.
Your assistant will be right with you.
So it's trying to get my assistant into place.
I agree button. To talk to your assistant
squeeze
at any time, quickly
squeeze
the bottom half of your phone, then release. Next button.
All right.
Squeeze quickly and release. Seat control 50%. Finish up or keep adjusting. You can also change the squeeze sensitivity later in settings. Next button. Quick gestures. Skip songs and silence interruptions with a simple gesture above the phone.
All right. Today I'm going
to
go next.
Wow.
Pixel uses motion sense to detect nearby movement.
Motion sensor.
Turn on.
Make your lock screen smarter.
When you're nearby, the display turns on. Face unlock also recognizes you faster as soon as you reach for your phone. Turn on button. Anything else? Set up a few more things now, or find them later in settings. Add another email account, row 1. Control info on lock screen, row 3.
No, I don't want any.
Lock screen.
Any of my.
Show sensitive content only when unlocked. Radio button. Don't show notifications at all. Radio button checked.
There you go. Yep. I,
done button.
Actually, it copied anything it from else? My other
control
phone.
Control info on lock screen. Done for now. Button. Just a sec. More tips and tricks for support updates and more. Go to settings greater than support.
More tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Next button. Completing setup, Google Play. Adding finishing touches. This may take a few minutes. Progress, Rootless Launcher, installing Rootless Launcher.
Oh, this is just installing my...
Progress, Hyperion Launcher, installing your stuff. Hyperion Launcher.
Installing your stuff. All of my crappy launchers first, I guess, because...
Progress, Fast Burst Camera, installing Fast Burst Camera.
I mean, this is really quick. This
progress,
is
Android.auto El Quico. Config.google.nexus, updating Android.auto.
Oh, very, very fast.
Oh, my God.
Introduction to navigation gestures. Video about the new gesture to go home, in pager. Switch apps. Swipe up from the bottom of your screen and hold.
So that's how to switch apps, just like we have on Android 10.
Next
and this
button,
is Android 10. And then...
To go back to the last screen, swipe towards the menu from the left.
The full gesture is on by default in this phone.
So the gesture is on by default. So now my phone is now...
You're ready to start using your phone. You can turn off gesture navigation and use buttons to go back home and switch apps.
Yeah, so you could still go back to the good old sweet settings of the navigational nav keys.
History,
if you
turned
want.
On for this account.
So, I just swiped up.
Pixel Launcher. Welcome to your new Pixel. App suggestions.
Okay.
Welcome to
tips.
Your new Pixel.
Clear, 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Folder, audiobook players.
So, there's my all my stuff. My
folder, education. Folder, file browsers.
From
all
the,
of
from
my
the,
stuff
from the previous
there, from
phone.
The old phone. And I wonder,
folder,
you know, actually, it makes the Google TTS very responsive and a joy to use.
Maybe you can try to select a male voice. So, because English US does have several options. Voice option.
Text-to-speech engine, preferred engine, Google text-to-speech settings button, use Wi-Fi only, down, install voice data.
Okay, let's try the...
let's try other voice.
United States. English, United States, voice 5. Play sample text.
This is an example of speech synthesis in English.
No.
Voice 4. Voice 3.
I think I like voice,
voice
2.
Play sample text.
This is an example of speech synthesis.
Voice 3. Voice 2. Radio button. Not checked. Checked. Voice 5.
Okay, see,
Google,
this is the
Google.
Problem. Whether you check a different voice, it doesn't take effect. It still doesn't work. And
yeah,
Gary and I, the duckhead, were observing that. And so that's the problem. With the
it doesn't change immediately. Doesn't change
progress
immediately.
No, it will never change.
Dutch Netherlands.
Yeah, it just never changes.
Ah.
Yeah, so
progress
I observed that. You know, Gary and I talked about that.
Installing eBay online shopping deals.
So that
yeah,
would be
online shopping deal. That will be unboxing.
The unboxing of the.
Of
a
Google Pixel
4
XL. And this time we're doing it across two countries, which is two regions, US and Australia.
That's right.
And
so we are delighted that we're bringing this to you guys on the NTAT podcast. All right, bro.
Okay, bro.
You're not going to be with us tomorrow, so you better sign off, because we're doing this on Friday night, and tomorrow we're going to be doing the live podcast with the podcast crew members, and I'm going to be plugging
progress,
this
telegram,
one in there. So you go ahead and sign off, bro.
Progress Product Hunt, installing Product Hunt.
Okay.
That's how you sign off, you knucklehead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, so, guys, seeing another podcast when I set up my Pixel 4, so I will come back and show up what is the difference between Pixel 2, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I would like to try on the sound. So we'll see you guys in another podcast. Take care. Bye.
Okay, so that was that recording of the Pixel 4 XL. Now, Nimmer, what do you say about this
well,
Pixel 4? How do you like it?
Yeah, you know, I think, well, it's, you know, it's a good device for sure. But, you know, there's a lot of good devices out there. And I think the price is absolutely ridiculous. There is no headphone jack. There is no headphone adapter that's in the box. There is no headphones that's in the box. I think if you're going to sell a $1,000 phone, you should include those things in the box.
Now, here's the irony.
You know,
Allen's came with a pair of earbuds.
Oh, they those, must be doing that in other
Australia,
places. But
yes, but not
I'm sure
in
the U.S. they're not doing that.
No.
Nope.
We probably have too much money. Huh?
You think? That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
But, you know, the device itself is good. It's fast. It sounds good. It feels good in the hand. You know, it's the black and the white ones feel different. The black one has a smooth glass back. The white one is kind of a matte back, like the Pixel 3 or something like that. The sides almost, I don't know, they don't really feel like metal to me. They're almost plasticky. They are metal, but they're kind of a textured metal. You know, but I think the device itself is good. I like the ability to use the gestures to skip songs and dismiss alarms. You can just wave at the phone to dismiss alarms and skip songs. I actually do like that, you know, especially when you're eating hot wings, you know.
And that's where the hot wings come from. All right. So, Nimer, any apps you want to talk about?
No apps. I think, you know, we talked a little bit about the motion sense. But
oh,
that's.
Yeah. I was going to share that motion sense. Yeah. Perfect. See, it just unlocks as soon as you saw my knucklehead.
Yep.
So, let's see. So, well, you know, I think under the motion settings. He said in privacy
system, I think maybe.
I think it's in.
No, I think it's in system.
Yeah, I think it's in system. Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
So here you have.
And that one I have enabled. That one works really well.
I think I. Yeah, so I have that enabled. Then. Yeah, that's on. I turn my ambient display on because I don't want to show all the time. No, I turn that off. Reach the check phone. All right, so that's it. And I do want to say that the navigation that it comes with by default is the new navigation, and they work well. And I was just trying to test the regular three nav button navigation, and those still are available. So if you don't like the regular default that, you know, you swipe from the bottom, you know, to go home and swipe, you know, from the side to go back, then you could use the good old trusted navigation nav buttons that you've come to know.
And I think the biggest reason to use those three navigational buttons is that, you know, you can easier use your phone one-handed. So I typically use the gestures. I like the gestures. But, you know, if I wanted to use my phone one-handed, for sure I would use the buttons.
That's right. That's a good reason why one would use the three nav button navigation. And so that's it about this Hot Wings thing. So if you're going to be doing the Hot Wings, eating your Hot Wings, then if you're playing music, you could use the navigational, air gestures to move, skip songs or move backward or whatever. And, you know, this is not something that started with Google. I think the first time we saw the air gestures, I think,
was going to say Samsung did it, maybe.
Samsung started that with.
But Google is using a much better technology.
Yeah, Google
using the radar, and so the gestures actually work. But
that is
yeah.
true.
All right. So we have one email.
Okay.
From let's see, Tabitha.
A shout out to you there, my girl. How's it going, man?
Yeah, hello. And she says, she doesn't really have a question. She just says, hey, thanks for the shout out. Also, on all of the, oops, I just got out of it. Let me go back into it.
Yeah, so it's just, hello, thank that. You.
Thank you. Oh, it says, okay, sorry about that. It says, thanks for the shout out and also love all the demos. It's nice to hear how an app works in real life. Yeah, you're welcome. And if you have any recommendations of things that you want to hear, or if you have any questions, please send them to an email address, antadpodcast@gmail.com.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next week. I was going to tag in a little, my little trip with Google Maps.
Maybe we'll tie that in next week. I think this one's long.
Yeah. So until then, guys.
We'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.